The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to the Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage, and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord. Ascension, I think, is perhaps quite difficult for us to understand because it requires our understanding heaven and earth. And because we know that we are all moralistic, therapeutic deists, as we talked about earlier this year, we think that heaven is somewhere out there, and this is earth. And the two are just completely separate spheres. But that's not the way, in fact, that it is. Okay, so I'm not even going to say that's not the way we believe it to be, because what we believe it to be is actually true. So I'm going to say that's not actually what it is. Heaven and earth are overlapping realities. Okay, and I'm not going to go through the entirety of it today because the kids have to go back to school. So but they're overlapping realities. Heaven presently, and they were always meant to be together, but heaven presently is like Earth's control room. Maybe we could think about it like, you know those robots with the empty head and the little person sitting in there pulling the levers, right? It could be kind of like that, that heaven is meant to rule Earth. Right? The life of heaven is meant to dictate to the Earth how it is we ought to be, how it is we ought to live, how it is we ought to act. All right, so Jesus leaving earth permanently resides in earth's control room so that he can send his spirit, right, so that he can be more intimately present to his body. So maybe that little robot image works a bit too well, right? Because he's the head, and we're his body. He goes there to give life to us, right? He goes there to animate his body, to move us with his spirit. Okay, so the ascension, it's not like, you know, we're looking off into the sky, right? Because he's disappeared from plain view. And yet he's more intimately present to us as a result than he ever could be if he were restricted to one particular place at one particular time, which is the way things work on earth. So Jesus has ascended. He has taken the throne of God. And we'll hear in the prayers of today's Mass, things like the throne of judgment, right? the throne of mercy. Right, because it's there that God judges, but it's there that when we turn to God, that he receives us in his mercy. Right, so today, as we can think about it, we've got to go about our day, right? We got to get back in the world. But here, we turn over our hearts and our lives to Jesus, who wants to animate us, right? Who wants to give us his love, give us his life, so that we can truly be his body doing his works in the world.